சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் வ்யாசசங்கரமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம். ஸ்ருதிஸ்மிருதிபுராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத்பாதசங்கரம் லோகசங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்யகிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃபுனஃ. ஓம் ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்திபேதவிபாகினே வ்யோமவத்வ்யாப்ததேஹாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஃ. ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹவீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஓம் பத்ரம் கண்ணே பஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபிர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டு வாகம்ஸஸ்தனுபிஹி வ்யஶேமதேவஹிதைய்யதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஃ பூஷா விஶ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ப்ரஜ்ஞானாம் சுப்ரதானை ஸ்திரசரநிகர வ்யாபிபர் வ்யாப்ய லோகான் புக்த்வா போகான் ஸ்தவிஷ்டான் புனரபி திஷணோத்பாசிதான் காமஜன்யான் பீத்வா சர்வான் விசேஷான் ஸ்வபிதி மதுரபுங் ஸ்வபிதி மதுரபுங் மாயயா போஜயன்னஹ மாயா சங்க்யாதுரியம் சங்க்யாதுரியம் பரமம்ருதமஜம் பரமம்ருதமஜம் ப்ரஹ்மயத்தன்னதோஸ்மி தோஸ்மி யோ விஸ்வாத்மா விதிஜ விஷயான் ப்ராஶ்ய போகான் ஸ்தவிஷ்டான் பச்சாச்சான்யான் ஸ்வமதி விபவான் சான்யான் ஸ்வமதி விபவான் ஜோதிஷாஸ்வேன சூக்ஷ்மான் ஜோதிஷாஸ்வேன சூக்ஷ்மான் சர்வானேதான் പുനരപി ശനൈ സ്വാത്മനി സ്ഥാപയിത്വാ സർവാനേതാൻ പുനരപി ശനൈ സ്വാത്മനി സ്ഥാപയിത്വാ ഹിത്വാ സർവാൻ വിശേഷാൻ വിഗത ഗുണഗണ പാത്വസോ നസ്തുരിയഃ വിഗത ഗുണഗണ അസൌ തുരിയഃ തുരിയഃ നഃ പാതു. ഗൗഡപാദാചാര്യ ഈസ് വെരി കീൻ ഓൺലി ഇൻ റിപ്പീറ്റഡ്ലി എസ്റ്റാബ്ലിഷിംഗ് ദി ഫാക്ട് ദറ്റ് ദർ ഈസ് നോ cause of the universe. All that is, there is only Brahma. Always said to be Atma. Then second thing other than Atma, Brahma. And whatever is only appearance of Brahma. To say there is no second thing other than Brahma, it is very important to understand the Brahman is not the cause. Akaranatvam of Brahman has been already established, already clarified. Still, his focus is on clarifying that. And here he takes this quote, mantra. He takes what he refers to in 26th mantra, we have to see, Karika we have to see today. He refers to the mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In our Shastram, there are many methods used to help us arrive at the reality, understand the reality. What exactly is the reality? What is that ultimate truth, absolute reality? The ultimate reality, absolute truth is not an object of knowledge. So, being not an object of knowledge, not available for comprehension. It is not comprehensible. It is not comprehensible means it is not available for perception through sense organs. The reality is not perceptible through sense organs. It is not conceivable through mind. It cannot be described by words also. So not available for objectification, not available for objectification means it is not available for sense perception, not available for thought conception, not available for word description. So Upanishad has to use various methods to help us understand this truth. And the method serves as a means, upayaha. The method or the mode used by the Shastram to help us understand the reality. We say, you know, it's prakriya. Every prakriya is an upayaha, a means. The method is a means. Prakriya is an upayaha. And through all these means, the methods available as means of arriving at, okay, through all these means, what is to be arrived at in terms of knowledge, what is to be understood is the reality Brahma. Therefore, the method used as a means of arriving at is said to be upayaha. And the reality to be arrived at through that methodology is upeya vastu. Again, for Sanskrit students, there is a verb upaiti. Upaiti means attains, reaches. Upaiti, upaiti. And so, that's why we say upayaha is a means of attainment. Upeyam is that which is to be attained. So this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is upeya vastu. And the upayaha, the means of attainment, is the methodology used, is the means. Prakriya is the upaya. Upeya vastu is Brahma. Okay, why I need to tell you this? He used, Shankara Bhagavatpada uses these terms in his commentary. And here, of course, there are many methods used as upayas, used as means. We know Srishti Prakriya, otherwise it would be Adhyarupa Apavada Prakriya, or Karanakarya Prakriya, Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, Panchakosha Prakriya. Like that, we have few very unique methods of unfoldment or teaching methodologies available in the Shastra. And here what happens when using this method of Adhyarupa Apavada, method of superimposed negation, method is used to negate the universe. It is said Brahman is presented as the cause, universe is presented as the effect, and it is said the whole universe has come into existence from Brahman, etc. It is said. Just to help us understand that whole universe is non-different from Brahma. Brahman is non-separate from universe. But there in the Upanishads, there is no explicit mention of the universe being mithya. There is no explicit mention of the universe being mithya. So through this methodology involving the analysis of the creation, of course, the fact is made very clear. This universe is non-different from Brahma. Brahman is non-separate from the universe. That is why we can say this world of duality is non-different from Brahma. Brahman is non-separate from the universe. This is becomes very clear. Because once you say cause and effect, we can understand the effect is non-different, cause is non-separate. But still, the universe being mithya is not, there's no explicit mention. Therefore, and here, he uses this mantra here. There's one particular specific method, is method of arriving at the reality by implication through negation. The method of arriving at reality by implication through negation. നേത്തി പ്രക്രിയ, നേത്തി and that is specifically used in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And in that Upanishad, actually let me tell you, make it very clear, very briefly I tell you what it is there. In a specific portion, in the, of course, the entirety of the objective universe is said to be of objects of two types. Objects of two types means subtle and gross. The whole universe, the entirety of the cosmos is constituted of subtle and gross objects. You can say the subtle elements and the gross elements. I mean elements with form and elementals with form. Elements and elementals with form are said to be Murta Prapanchaha. Murta Prapanchaha. And the elements and elementals without form are said to be Amurta Prapanchaha. Murta Prapanchaha, Amurta Prapanchaha. Of course you can say space and air are formless. Then rest of the elements are with the form. Three. So three elements come under the category of Murta Prapanchaha. Two elements come under the category of Amurta Prapanchaha. Now, what about the elementals? The elemental products also are subtle and gross forms. Therefore, all elements and elementals with form constitute the Murta Prapanchaha. Elements and elementals without form, the formless, constitute the Amurta Prapanchaha. This is how the universe is discussed there. But Upanishad, in order to help us understand, there in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, this neti-neti method is used to help us arrive at the reality obtaining as one's own self. One's own self. And to arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. Upanishad's focus is on revealing the Atma, arriving at the Atma in terms of its nature. But Gaudapada Acharya uses that here to negate the causal status attributed to Atma, Brahma. That's all. He uses that method specifically. He is not interested to help us understand Atma here. He says how universe is mithya. Universe is not real. Which means universe has no independent existence. Universe is only appearance. Which means Atma is not the cause. This is what he wants to establish by using that sentence from the Upanishads, which actually distinguishes the sentence will help to distinguish the Atma from Anatma. So in understanding that, anything and everything in this universe which comes under the category of the known, the entirety of the objective universe consisting of Murta Amurta Vishayaha, objects with form and without forms, everything comes under the category of the known. And anything anything which comes under the category of the known definitely is of the nature of inertness. Yadrishyam tajjadam, we can just say, the entirety of the universe can be said to be of the nature of inertness because the universe is an object of knowledge. And here, Atma is not of the nature of inertness, therefore the reality which is not of the nature of the, not of the nature of inertness is not anything that is, it comes under the category of the known. Therefore, this reality which is not implied by the term Atma, which is not of the nature of inertness, has to be arrived at, can be arrived at only as the Swarupam of the knower, the subject of knowledge. Once the reality is arrived at as the Swarupam of the knower, subject of knowledge, from the standpoint of the reality, Atma, the fact can be understood that Atma is neither the subject nor the object. This method helps us to arrive at the Atma as the knower. But once you arrive at the truth, you can understand Atma is neither the subject nor the object. Atma is the very truth of both subject and the object. Because without the Atma, there cannot be the knower status. There's no knower other than the Atma. Therefore, the knower status is attribute to Atma from the standpoint of the known. The knower status also mithya. The knowledge of the objects is also mithya, because there cannot be knowledge without the knower. Because knowledge, for any knowledge to be there, to rise, is dependent on the knower. Of course, the known can become the known, thereby have the status of being existent only when it becomes known. It is dependent on the knower. Isn't it? The knower, known, knowledge, triputi bhedaha. So this knower, known, knowledge, triputi bhedaha is within the realm of the objective universe only. Whereas Atma, without whose presence itself is a blessing, without whose presence there cannot be knower or known or knowledge. That Atma is triputi bheda rahitaha, is free from this threefold difference, the knower knowledge difference. The Atma is distinct from everything, but not distant from anything. Distinct, but not distant. Because this objective universe involving this threefold triputi bheda has dependent existence, is as good as non-existent, it's only mithya. It is not countable second thing. It's only appearance, manifestation of the Atma. The only reality Atma, the one indivisible reality Atma alone is there as the knower, as the knowledge, also as the known. Therefore, this world of plurality is not real. Is not real. It is mithya. Therefore, Brahman, Atma is not the cause. This is how we have to understand. So let us see the verse, the Karika here. Sayesha neti neti ti. Sayesha neti neti ti. Vyakhyatam. Vyakhyatam. Ninnute yataha. Ninnute yataha. Sayesha neti neti ti. Sayesha neti neti ti vyakhyatam ninnute yataha vyakhyatam ninnute yataha sarvamagrahya bhavena sarvamagrahya bhavena hetunajam prakashate hetunajam prakashate sarvamagrahya bhavena sarvamagrahya bhavena hetunajam prakashate hetunajam prakashate. So admit the literal meaning of the karika first. Na saha saha yeshaha na saha yeshaha na saha yeshaha na that atma, all pervasive atma, the absolute reality, ultimate truth implied by the term atma, obtaining as one's own self, is not this. Saha na yeshaha. The atma is not this. Saha yeshaha na. Saha yeshaha na iti. So na iti na iti. Stating that atma is not this. That atma is not this. Repeatedly. Na neti ne iti. Upanishad later on. Ninnute. Nihnute ihi silent. Ninnute. Nute means negates. Negates what? Vyakhyatam. Vyakhyatam means whatever has been explained and described as the universe. Just come into existence from Brahman. Okay? In terms of murta, murta prapanchas. The universe constituted of objects with forms, universe constituted of objects without forms, the entirety of the objects of the universe of twofold objects, which has been elaborately discussed as coming to existence from Brahman, that universe, object, world of objects, Upanishad negates. As objective universe is inclusive of one's own dear body, mind, sense complex. How it is negates, isn't it? I mean, everything known, the object universe is an object of knowledge. There in Upanishad, object, the known is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, Atma is not the known. And being inert, it has no independent existence also. Therefore, Atma is not the known. So when it starts negating, it's negating the objective universe means, and then there's negation of what? All physical bodies, including one's own physical body, has to be also negated as the known. Not only physical body, even subtle aspects obtaining within the physical body as pranas have to be negated as the known. Sense powers, karma, the powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, they have to be negated as the known. The powers of organs of actions, karmendriyani, have to be negated as the objects of knowledge. Even antahkaranam has been negated as the object of knowledge. Because antahkaranam, the mind also, is of three states of, in the form of three states of experience. And three states of experience are known. Therefore, antahkaranam also has to be negated as the known. And which includes what? Even ahankara has been negated as the negated. Ahankara means even the I sense, the knowledge of self-existence, one's own existence in terms of I am, even that knowledge has been negated as known. So everything has been negated. That's not, when everything is negated, and that which cannot be negated is what? That which does not come under the category of the known. That which does not come under the category of the known is what? Only subjective knowledge. The knower, the subjective knowledge alone does not come under the category of the known, which cannot be negated. That which cannot be negated as the object is a subjective knowledge, and that alone is what we can say, that knower is Atma. Knower is Atma. When you look at knower, there is no form. Knower has no form. You can only understand there is knower. You can't deny the existence of the knower. And you see yourself as the knower. Now, when including one's body, mind, sense complex becomes negated as the known objects of knowledge, I has been identified with the knower. I sense, the first person singular pronoun I, which is used by every individual to refer to oneself, must be identified with what? The knower. And there one has to see what? Who am I, the knower? What is this I, the knower? Who is the knower? You see, there's knower you understand, but who exactly is the knower you do not understand. That there is knower, definitely there's a knower, but for whose presence knowledge is not possible. There is experiencer, but for whose presence experience is not possible. That knower experiencer is formless, abstract. How do you understand? It is not part of this class, but still I'm helping you understand, okay? Again, if you analyze your deep sleep state, in the waking state you are there as experiencer, in dream state you are there as an experiencer, that is why you're able to talk about your experience. Of course, in deep sleep state of the mind also is object, it's in a state of experience. Each state of experience is a state of mind. In deep sleep state of mind is also deep sleep state of experience. And that experience is possible because there's an experiencer. And you are there as the experiencer. You are that experiencer. If you see, you can only see that apart from blankness of mind, what do you see in deep sleep state? If you analyze your deep sleep state in the waking state, what is there? What is there in deep sleep state? There is blankness of mind. Apart from blankness of mind, what else can you talk about? There is experiencer. Can you deny the existence of experiencer in deep sleep state? Can you deny? You can't deny. There is experiencer. That experiencer, have any form? Formless. You have to understand there is experiencer, but the experiencer has no form. Because you infer, there's no experiencer, the experience is not possible. The possibility of the experience of deep sleep state, the blankness of mind, experiencelessness, experience the total ignorance, and also experience of the bliss, some sort of sukham, isn't it? That sukham, that experiencer is formless. That formless, that which obtains is how you understand the nature of the reality. Reality is there as the knower. Really speaking, knower is also a qualification attribute to the reality from the standpoint of the state of mind only. So formless, abstract. Can you imagine anything more abstract than that? Can you imagine anything subtler than that? Formless, abstract, subtlest. And only thing, and why does it know? There is something formless, abstract, inexplicably subtlest. But why does it know? It knows because knowing is the nature. This is how you can understand the nature of the reality being knowing, knowledge. Okay? So knowing is the swarupam. You don't ask why does the sun illumine? Illumining is the nature of the sun. The same way, knowing is the swarupam of the atma. Swarupam of the reality. And now you know, there's nothing subtler than this. Being the subtlest, it is all pervasive. Being all pervasive, it is indivisible, undivided, partless, and also it is of the just changelessness. It is changeless. Why it is changeless? Because motionless. Why it's motionless? Because all pervasive. Being changeless, it cannot be a cause. Being changeless, it cannot be a cause. Not being a cause being not there. When it is not a cause, it is not an effect also. Now why? For something to be a cause, it must be undergo a change. If it undergoes a change means, it must have a cause of its own. Any cause must have a cause of its own. There cannot be a cause. Every so-called cause in this world is a relative cause only. So Atma is neither the cause nor the effect. Understand? Not a product of something. It is not even cause of anything. Akaranam. Understand? And knowing is its nature. Being aware is its swarupam. Being conscious, it is swarupam. From the standpoint of its nature of being conscious of, being aware of, because no nature of knowing, it is implied by the term jnanam. Chaitanyam, chit, chitihi, samvit. All these beautiful words we have. And it is this reality you arrive at as the very nature of swarupam of the I. There is no other content, substance for the substantive I. There is no knower other than this abstract reality. How you can say, you can just simply attribute the illuminator qualification status to this light. Just knower is a status attributed to that abstract reality. Therefore, there is no knower other than this reality. And this, it is this reality being all pervasive. All pervasiveness being its nature, swarupam, is implied by the term Atma. The same reality being, limitlessness being its swarupam. Because it is beginningless, no, it has no cause. It has no cause, therefore causeless, therefore it's beginningless, timeless. Endless, changeless. Changelessness is one word is enough. Nirvikaratvam being the swarupam, it has no beginning, it has no end, it has no cause, it is not an effect also. Therefore, we can say it is timeless, spatial limitless, and there is nothing which exists outside of it. The object is also limitless. This is how we say reality is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of limitlessness. It's all not necessary. But I'm simply telling, we have to understand here, Brahman and Atma, one and the same. The only reality. This reality alone, you arrive at it as your swarupam, but it has no outside and inside. It's all pervasive. It has no location. Being all pervasive, no location. It's recognizable in the mind, not located in the mind. As the truth of I. Is the Atma. So, again, one should not mistake when you say reality is not available for objectification, it is incomprehensible when you say then everything is mithya. If you say anything known as mithya, 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 when you say, and what is it said? This reality, not being an object, not available for knowledge through any pramanam. Understand? Not available for knowledge through any of the means of knowledge. A perception, inference, presumption, isn't it? Comparison. We have various means of knowledge. This reality implied by the term Atma is not an object. It cannot be arrived through any, all our pramanams are designed for only knowing the objective universe. There's no pramanam. Therefore, it is possible for one to think if everything is negated as mithya, everything known is negated as mithya, the knower is formless, and the knower is knower, which means knower is, the cause must be what? No. Cause is the universe has come from something. Universe come from something implemented by Atma or Brahma. That means it is not available for any pramanam. Therefore, it is possible for one to arrive at the conclusion shunyam. It is very easy for anyone to arrive at the conclusion that the reality, what is meant by the word implied by the term Brahman or Atma, is shunyam. I mean, there's no, when there is a shunyam, then it paves way for what? Making the conclusion, the universe has come into existence from non-existence. The shunyavadi, isn't it? So, we can say, asadvadaha. There is a view of some people known as asadvadaha. The twofold asadvadaha. Okay. There is a view of some people who hold on that view very strongly that existent universe is universe has come from something non-existent. Means the cause is not real, okay, but the universe is real. And the people of such view are said to be asat karana vadinaha. Asat karana vadaha. Asat karanavadaha means the view of people who hold that existent universe has come from non-existent cause. Cause is non-existent for them. Asat karanavadaha. That some people who hold on to this view, the cause is real, but the effect is not real. There, asat ka, that is asat karyavadaha. Asat karanavadaha, asat karyavadaha. So, cause is not real, cause is not non-existent. Cause is non-existent, effect is real, existent has come from the non-existent cause. If they say that view is asat karana vadaha. Another view is what? The karanam is real, okay, existent, but the effect, the product is not real. Means non-existent. And that view is asat karyavadaha. Asat karanavadaha. Asat karyavadaha. These two views are together said to be asadvadaha. Of course, in the vision of an Advaiti, Asadvadaha itself is a false view. Asat Karanavadaha is also wrong. Asat Karyavadaha is also wrong. Okay. Both say what? The cause is there for them. Isn't it? It means they hold. The cause is there for them. Because they consider reality to be real. The universe to be real also. So many other things are there, but only this much we have to understand. Therefore, so such a confusion should not be there. Because it is too abstract, too subtle, and not available for any means of knowledge, for knowledge. Therefore, there's a possibility of mistaking it to be non-existent. Okay? Non-experienceability, non-recognizability, okay? Non-impersonability, that is, the impersonability can be mistaken to be non-existence. Therefore, Upanishad uses this particular method to show that truth. Don't say it is non-existent, you are the truth. That is available as very you. That's why this neti neti method is used there. Okay. Now he says, Upanishad there, Vyakhyatam ninnute, everything described, explained as the universe of objects of forms and formless, negates as not this. Yataha, because sarvam agrahya bhavena hetuna. Agrahya bhavena. No, sorry. Still the view, verse only. Second line of the Karika. See, in between I had to explain, that's why I went ahead of it. Sarvam agrahya bhavena hetuna. This is, what is the reason? Now Upanishad uses this method. He says, agrahya bhavena. The reason for negating everything and anything, the entirety of the object of universe consisting of the forms and formless objects, negates as not this, because agrahya bhavena, due to the incomprehensible nature of the Atma. Agrahya bhavena. Agrahya bhavaha is the hetuhu. Non-comprehension is the reason. Non-comprehension, imperceptibility. The nature of the Atma being incomprehensible is the reason for presenting this method of negating everything known as Anatma, not as the Atma. So that what? By negating everything known as the Anatma, okay, non-self, this method helps you arrive at what Atma is. Doesn't reveal Atma. This method does not reveal Atma. When everything becomes negated as Anatma, known, that which cannot be negated becomes implied as the Atma. That's why it's a method of arriving at the Atma by implication through negation. Understand? Okay. Now I'm going to read the Bhashyam. Are you all ready now? Okay. Sarva Visesha. Actually, we need not have done this again, analysis and all, just to help you remember again why this method helps to arrive at it. Sarva Visesha Pratishedhena. sarva vishesha pratishedha means pratishedha means negation. Through the negation of all objects up to the knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am, obtaining the form of a thought. Then, sarva visesha means object. Object of sarva visesha pratishedena, to the negation of all objects, as what? Atha adesho neti neti ke na iti atha adesha. Therefore here is this teaching that anything known is not this, that atma, the all pervasive reality atma, is not this. All pervasive reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is not this. Atha, we do not know, isn't it? That's why. Atha, ataha, adeshaha. Therefore, here is this teaching stating what? Na iti ne, neti neti. This is statement. I tell you, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, this statement is used 3 times in 4th chapter. 1 time in 3rd chapter. 1 time in 2nd chapter. So 5 times. You finished Brihadaranyaka just now. You came across 5 times. So in 4th chapter, it comes 3 times. You would have come across. In 3rd chapter once, 2nd chapter once. But here Shankara Bhagavatpada takes that sentence coming in the 2nd chapter. Actually, in 2nd chapter, 3rd section, 6th mantra, the mention is there. Even though 5 times it's there, only once it is, first it is taken. Atha adesho neti neti iti. So through the method of negation of, through the negation of all the objects, negating as non-self, iti, pratipadidasya atmanaha, the atma which has been revealed, which has been already brought to light, already explained, pratipaditaha atma. But even though atma has been already revealed through negation of all objects as an atma, still durbodhyatvam. Durbodhyatvam means what? Durbodhyatvam means very difficult to understand the atma. Durbodhyatvam means it is not easily comprehensible due to its incomprehensible nature. Durbodhyatvam manyamana shrutihi. So the Upanishad itself, considering the nature of the Atma being incomprehensible, considering the nature of the Atma being comprehensible with the very difficulty only, punaha punaha, again and again, upayantratvena, through another method, using another method, pratipipada ishaya, with the desire to teach, reveal that Atma. See, through other methods, many other methods have been already used. Dirgdishiveka prakriya, of course, is also Dirgdishiveka prakriya only, but still, the panchako, many other prakriyas have been used. Many other prakriyas, methods have been used as upayaha, means of revealing the Atma. So already Atma has been revealed. This is what Atma has been made very clear. Still, durbodhyatvat, Atma has durbodhyatvam. Atma has the status of being incomprehensible. Therefore, punaha punaha, upayantratvena, tasseva pratipipadayishati. Upanishad is desirous of revealing that Atma again through another method. Upayantaratvena, through another mean, other method, which can be other means of arriving at the Atma. So with the desire to teach, reveal the Atma, what does Upanishad do? Yadu vyakhyatam tat sarvam ninnute. Yadu vyakhyatam tat sarvam ninnute. It negates everything that has been described elaborately as the universe consisting of objects with forms and without forms. Are you all with me? Okay. And then when it negates, what does it do? Grahyam. Grahyam here means anything that can be grasped. Atma is agrahya bhavaha. Atma is agrahya bhavaha. Atma is not comprehensible. Whereas anything known, grahyam, anything which can be known, grasped, is what? Janimate. It is subject to birth. Janihi means birth. Janimat means everything which is known also is what? Is subject to birth. It has birth. It has origination. It has a beginning. Then buddhi vishayam. Buddhi vishayam, object of knowledge. So grahyam janimat buddhi vishayam apalapati. Apalapati ninnute means the same. It negates. Upanishad herself negates everything known, everything which is object of knowledge, everything which is subject to birth, isn't it? As anatma. Non-self. Apalapati. Arthat. How? Sahayeshaha na iti. Sahayeshaha neti neti. Sahayeshaha neti neti. Na iti na iti. Saying that Atma is not this known. That Atma is not this known. This is how it negates. Iti atmanaha adrishyatam darshayanti shutihi. By negating everything known as anatma, by showing everything known being anatma, Shruti also is showing atma having the status of being not an object. Adrishyatam, atma being not, okay, adrishyatam, atma is not something which is not an object. Atma being not an object is being shown by the Shruti when it negates everything known as an object. Is it clear? Adrishyata. Atma has adrishyata. Atma is not an object of knowledge. When Upanishad negates everything known object as anatma, non-self, as saying not this, not, oh, this is known, then atma is not this. When negates, by showing everything known as negating everything known as an object, Upanishad shows atma being not an object of knowledge. What is the purpose? It is said beautifully. Upayasya upaya nishtatam ajanataha. Why? Repeatedly, Upanishad shows very clearly anything by negating everything known as anatma, by showing everything known being anatma, Upanishad very clearly shows atma is not an object. Why? Because upasya உபாய நிஷ்டத்தாம் அஜானதஹா. உபாயத்வேன வியாக்கியாதஸ்ய உபேயவத் கிராஹ்யதா மாபூத் இதி. வாட் ஹீ சேஸ், தி கிரியேஷன் ஹாஸ் பீன் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் இன் திஸ் உபனிஷத். ஓகே, சோ தி சிருஷ்டி பிரக்ரியா, சிருஷ்டி பிரக்ரியா மெத்தட், அனலைசிங் தி கிரியேஷன் சிருஷ்டி பிரக்ரியா. வாட் ஹேப்பன் இஸ் உபாயா. So the creation which is discussed, presented here in the Upanishad as the means of arriving at the Atma should not be mistaken as real as the Atma. Upayasya upayanishtatam ajanataha. See, there are people who, again, people must be there. They do not know the method. When the creation is presented in the Shastram, the analysis of creation presented in the Shastram in terms of Srishtihi, isn't it? Only a method means it has the purpose of presenting the method of analysis of the creation is only to arrive at the upayam. What is the purpose of the upayam? The means, the methodology is presented as a means of arriving at the reality. The commitment of the method is to reveal the upaya. But what happens? Not knowing that. Not knowing, there's a possibility of mistaking the methodology. The creation which is presented as a means of understanding the reality itself will be mistaken to be as real as the goal, as real as the vastu. Got the point now? Vyakhyatasya upeyavate grahyata mabhut. Let there not be misunderstanding. Mabhut means let there not be misunderstanding, wrong understanding on the part of an ignorant person that what is presented as the analysis of creation for helping us arrive at the truth should not be mistaken as the truth itself. Mistaken as that it is as real as the truth. Oh, Srishti is discussed in the Shastram. Srishti is real then. Why Srishti is discussed? It's only Upayaha. Upaya should not be mistaken to be as real as the Upaya Vastu. Got it? Okay. Iti அக்ராஹ்ய பாவேன ஹேதுனா. ஹேதுனா மீன்ஸ் காரணேன. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்பெசிபிக் ரீசன் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா பீங் இன்கம்ப்ரிஹென்சிபிள், இஸ் நாட் காம்ப்ரிஹென்சிபிள் ஈஸிலி நின்னுதே. தட் இஸ் வை உபனிஷத் ஸ்பெசிபிக்கலி நெகேட்ஸ் எவ்ரிதிங் ஆஸ் வாட் நாட் திஸ் நாட் திஸ். Srishti is discussed, even then Srishti should not be mistaken for reality. Why? No, that reality, Atma, is not anything known here. When everything known is negated as not non-self, it is made very clear Atma is not the known. Very important. Atma is not the known means what? The absolute reality, Brahman, is not anything in the world, anything known here. Not anything in the world. But everything in the world is Brahma. Understand? Atma, the Brahman, is not anything here, but everything here is Brahma. Big difference, okay? All that is here is Brahma. Brahman is not anything here. water is not any of the waves, not any entity of the ocean, but the entire ocean, all waves are water. These are, we have to understand what? The non-separateness of the reality from the universe. Universe being non-different from the Atma also. See, this particular point, Shankara Bhagavatpada here, he brings to our and light, isn't it? Understanding. So, upayasya upayanishtatam ajanataha upayatvena vyakhyatam upayatvena vyakhyatasya upayavat grahyatam abhut iti agrahya bhavena hetuna karanena ninnute. Now you can ask the question, what is the purpose of presenting this method of negation? You got it now? The purpose of, okay, use method of negation is to show that Atma is not the object. And also, Atma is not the object means Atma is not anything in the creation, but everything in the creation is Atma.
Tatahacha evam
upasya upaya nishtatam eva janataha. Whereas, okay, for the person who knows this, the person who does not understand the means being the means, who mistakes the means to be real, as real as the end to be accomplished, for that purpose he negates everything as mithya, anatma. Whereas for a person who, when a person understands, he knows, oh, the whole creation is presented here only as a method of arriving at the reality. He understands the means as the means, he does not mistake it to be as real as the end, the Brahman. Then, for him, he says, yasya upaya nishtatameva janataha upayasya cha nityaika rupatvam iti. He knows this what is to be arrived at through his, what is arrived at through this method of negation, any means, is what? Nitya eka rupatvam is ever of the nature of oneness. This reality, the absolute reality, which is arrived through all these means, is ever of the nature of oneness. Tasya, okay, for such a person, the person who knows this nature of the oneness being the nature of the Atma, for him, he says, he does not need to do anything. Isn't it? Sabahyantaram ajam atmatattvam swayameva prakashate. When everything becomes negated, the two important things, everything is Atma, but Atma is not anything. When a person understands this, how does he understand? By understanding the means as a means, not mistaking it to be real, as the Brahman. For such a person, Atma shines by itself, swayameva Atma prakashate. Atma tattvam swayameva prakashate tasya. For such a person, this reality, obtaining as one's own self, shines by itself. As what? Which Atmatattvam? Sabahyabhyantaram ajam Atmatattvam. The Atma which is outside and inside, which is all pervasive, which is unborn. This unborn, all pervasive reality, obtaining outside and inside, shines for him as one's own self. As what? As a non-negatable reality. Non-negatable knower. That which obtains as the knower, non-negatably, as an object, isn't it? That is, he shines Swayam. Swayam prakashate, Swayameva prakashate. So there's no pramanam which can show this is how Atma looks. So this neti neti method does not reveal Atma. It by negating what Atma is not, it helps you stumble upon what Atma is. Is it clear? By negating what Atma is not, it helps you. What is not negatable, you claim as the Atma. Swayameva prakashate tasya sabahyabhyantaram ajam atmadattam swayameva prakashate. So Gaudapada is very happy. So Shankara Bhagavatapada is very, very happy. You know why? It's very clear. It was very clear. Atma is not anything. But there's everything is here is Atma only. By understanding this fact, Atma is distinct from everything, but not distant from anything. Being distinct, not being distant, all it is here is only Atma. So what? Only Atma means, second thing itself is not there. Then where is the cause, where is the creation? The creator state is attributed as mithya. Creation is mithya. There is no cause, there is no effect, there is no creation. That is why the view, the wish, in the vision of an Advaiti, what is the view? There is no creation. Ajativadaha. So Ajativadaha is presented to refute Asadvadaha. Ajativadaha refutes Asadvadaha. Okay. So that verse is over. Is it clear now? Next verse. Now Shankara Bhagavatapada introduces the next verse. Evam hi. In this manner, Shruti Vakya Shatahi. You want to know the page number 435. I'm reading towards the end. I'm reading the Sanskritam one before the next Karika. The next, what I'm going to read is an introduction of Shankara Bhagavatapada for the following verse. Evam hi shruti vakya shataihi. In this manner, through hundreds of Vedic statements, sabahyabhyantaram ajam atmatattvam advayam na tataha anyat asti. This is the final conclusion. Atma tattvam, the non-dual reality, unborn non-dual reality, which alone is outside and inside of everything, all pervasively, alone is there. Sabahyabhyantaram. Why sabahyabhyantaram? He uses it very thoughtfully, you know that? Atma is something is outside and inside, because we arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing as a rupa of the knower, as one's own self in the, isn't it? Therefore, it is possible for us to mistake Atma to be inside. Therefore, he says, but no, sabahyabhyantaram. Ajam advayam sabahyabhyantaram. Alone is there. So Atma Tattvam, the non-dual reality implied by the term Atma, which is outside and inside, pervading everything, which alone is. Tataha anyat nasti. Na tataha anyadasti. Tataha anyat nasti means what? There's nothing other than that Atma. There's nothing other than the Atma is here. Which means the world of mind, the world of inexplicably vast world of plurality, incomprehensibly vast world of plurality, is negated as mithya. It is only appearance, it is only manifestation, there is no creation. Tataha anyat na nasti. This fact, okay, this is what Gaudapacharya's wish. This is the fact he wants to repeatedly, isn't it? Emphasis. This fact has been nischitam. Nischitam, this fact has been thoroughly, clearly understood, ascertained through the proper analysis of hundreds of Shruti statements. Nischitam etat. And this fact which has been ascertained through the analysis, proper analysis of many Shruti statements, also does not contradict the reasoning. It is also accepted logically. Yuktyacha nirdharyate. It's also logically ascertained. Yuktyacha nirdharyate. Now he says, adhuna yetadeva punaha nirdharyate. This fact which has been already ascertained through the analysis of statements and also logically, it is nirdharyate. Again it is reinforced for much better understanding. Because you'll all see, teaching is over. Advaita Prakaram teaching is over. But he continues his teaching. So he gives the reason, Shankaracharya gives the reason why he continues his teaching, because punaha nirdharyate. Because there is no punarukti doshaha. I told you already, there is no error of repetition in Shastra teaching, because what is being taught, what is being revealed is much subtler truth, much subtler fact, therefore it is reinforced. Again, is reconfirmed. Okay, now you can say, how many verses now? Verse number 23, 24, 25, 26. We complete now 26, no? The 23rd verse, that is where the teaching, he first started, the saying. Therefore, nischitam yuktam. Nischitam, that participle nischitam means what? Ascertained. Confirmed, that word reveals that this fact has been ascertained through proper analysis of this Shruti statements. And the Yuktam states, it has been logically also, arrived at. Not simply only Shruti alone. It doesn't contradict our reasoning, isn't it? Therefore, in the 23rd verse, it begins, it first, Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his commentary, he mentioned this word nischitam and yuktam for already in that commentary. That is like the pratignya shabdaha. Nischitam yuktam. The 23rd karika can be taken as what? Pratignya karika. Pratignya means a karika wherein the state present from it is the fact is first mentioned. The mentioning of the fact first time is pratignya, a statement of promise. How it is a fact, we analyzed and explained, isn't it? Then when the final conclusion, then the reason is given why that is a fact. So 24, 25, 26, everywhere is explained. And the 27th the 26th verse in his introduction to the following 27th karika, he again repeats those two words, nischitam yuktam, which means this is a nigamana vakyam. Nigamana vakyam means what? Nigamana means conclusion, the final conclusion, okay, which fact established. What was initially mentioned, the fact mentioned in the 23rd verse is finally re-established, reinforced, ascertained in this 26th karika. So nigamana vakyam, pratigya vakyam. In pratigya also, you say one fact, you explain why, you give the reasons. Then you again conclude. But this is the reason, this is a fact. Okay? So 26th verse also presents the, should be taken as a nigamana vakyam, a statement of conclusion. 23rd verse is be taken as a pratignya vakyam, a statement of first mention of the fact. That is a promising statement. We go to the next verse, karika. Sato hi maya ya jan. Now you know what is. He is going to teach the same thing. Okay. I am reading. My reading is from page number 435. You want to follow English? See 436. Okay. Sri Gaudapada Acharya himself said that he is repeating. Shankara Bhagavatpada also said, Punaha Nirdharyate. Again, it is reconfirmed, reinforced, the same teaching, the same fact, that all that is there is only one Atma Tattvam. There is nothing other than that here. Sato hi maya ya janma. Sato hi maya ya janma. Yujyate natu tattvataha. Yujyate natu tattvataha. Tattvato jayate tasya. Tattvato jayate. Sorry, yasya. Tattvato jayate yasya. Jatam tasya hi jayate. Sato hi maya ya janma. Sato hi maya ya janma. Yujyate natu tattvataha. Yujyate natu tattvataha. Tattvato jayate tasya. Tattvato jayate yasya. Jatam tasya hi jayate. See, assuming the possibility of doubt, in the form of an answer, the karikas are presented. The doubts are not mentioned. All possible doubts which can rise in the mind of a student, assuming such doubts, it is based on, these doubts are possible, who can stir such doubts? Other systems of philosophy, okay? Because luckily we are not exposed to all these systems of philosophy, so we don't question, we keep on listening. It's okay, we only learn. But here, those days, now people are exposed to all these different systems of philosophy. Oh my God, Vaisheshika says this, Sankhya says this, and then, you know, Nyaya philosopher says this. Nayayika, actually, he's also, you know, for him, there's no cause. Asadvadi. So, because of those people, it is possible for the students to have any doubts. Doubts are caused only because they're exposed to so many things. Oh, they say this, maybe. That's why, no. You have to repeatedly show all the fallacies in others' views. Instead of saying anything, here he presents the teaching. The teachings are given in the form of answers for the possible doubts which can rise in the mind of a student. Okay. So he says, Satahahi Janma Mayaya, Sataha Janma Mayaya Yujyate. Yujyate means it is appropriate, it is logical to say that origination of something which exists, origination of something which exists, or birth of something which exists, must be as though Mayaya. What it means is, the birth of the truth, the birth of the reality is indeed through Maya. The birth of the reality is indeed through Maya. This is the first sentence. Satahahi janma Maya yujyate. What does it mean? Birth of the truth is indeed through Maya means there's no real birth. There's no real origination. There's no real creation. The word Janma is used. Okay? There's no real origination of something, creation of something, creation of the Jiva or Jagat, only through Maya. Means what? Only through Maya means it's not really there, it's only appearance. Okay. What is the first word? Sat. Sataha. What does the word Sat mean? Let me explain first. Sat. Sataha is the possessive case form of the word Sat. Sataha Janma, the birth of the reality, he indeed Maya Yujyate. It's only through Maya means it is not really there. So it is appropriate to say, it is logical to say, any origination from or of the reality is only as though, not real. See, the Sat is a word implying reality in terms of its nature of existence. What is reality? Reality, the abstract formless reality, is of the nature of existence. It obtains in the form of existence of the universe. Okay. And what is the reality? Existence, the word Sat also means real. Now what is real? So that which is beginningless, that which has no end, that which is, that you undergo any change, therewith that which has independent existence is real. This is the definition of the real. This is the definition of reality, is that which has no beginning, which has no end, which does not undergo any change, thereby which is of the nature of existence, which has independent existence, is real. So such reality, that is a truth. So Sat, the word itself is implied by the reality is implied by the term Sat. Because no word can be used to denote reality. How consciousness is also the word used to, it's only a word which implies reality in terms of its nature. In the same way, Sat is another word. That is Chit we say. This is Sat is another word. So Sat means reality, the truth. Why truth is meant by the word Sat? Because what is the truth? Truth is that which has no beginning, that which has no end, that which does not undergo any change, that which is timeless, that which is of, that which has independent existence, that which has no cause. Okay? That which is not the cause is the truth. sataha. Therefore, sataha janma, when you say sat is changeless, beginningless, changeless, endless. Therefore, how can origination happen from the sat? Therefore, if at all there's any origination, creation is there, that must be seemingly there, really it cannot be. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Natu tattvataha, definitely not at all. There's no, really, there's no creation, origination, birth of anything from the sat, sat. There's no creation of, origination of the sat in really. This is the meaning of the first sentence. So, satahahi janma mayaya, nadu tattvataha, really there's no creation of the reality, any creation from the reality. It's only mayaya, it's only as though. Okay. Suppose somebody has this view, no, this really, the creation is real, origination is real. If anybody is of that view, tasya, yasya, 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 tattvataha jayate. The person in whose view it originates, it becomes something, tattvataha jayate, tasya, for that person actually, jatam hi jayate. Jatam means that which is already born is jatam. For him, whatever he thinks that really there's a birth, then if anybody is of the view that this origination is real, then for him, for that person, what is born is only reborn or something which has already been born. Only rebirth of what has been born already. Jatam, tasya, jatam hi jayate. So he who is of this view that something, Ratma is born in reality, that person should know that which is born is already born. That which is born alone is reborn again. Okay? This is the literal meaning of the verse. Karika. Now he explains here. Again, solve the shunyam, you know. The shunyavada has been negated. Asadvada has been negated. Now, asat karyavadaha, asat karanavadaha. For both become negated here. Asadvada is negated. Tatra yetasya asat yetasya tatra etat syat. Tatra etat syat sada agrahyameva chet. It is possible for one to think, tatra etat syat, there's a possibility. What the possibility? Sada agrahyameva. Atma is ever incomprehensible. Atma is ever incomprehensible. Atma can never be comprehended. Because never an object of knowledge, isn't it? Therefore, agrahyameva chet. Asadeva atmatattvam iti. Atmatattvam asat eva. A person can have a view. Tatra yetat syat. It is possible for one to have this view. What is that view? Atmatattvam asat eva. Atmatattvam asadeva. Atma is non-existent. Okay, it means Atma is non-existent means, because nobody can deny this world, isn't it? The world is real for them. It has come from nothing. So So Atmatattvam Asadeva, non-existent. Why it is non-existent? Because it's incomprehensible. It is not available for any pramanam. Atma is not an object. Not being an object, it cannot be arrived through any pramanam. No pramanam can reveal the Atma. Therefore, it is incomprehensible. There is no possibility, way of arriving at the Atma. Isn't it? No way of arriving at the Atma through any pramanam. It is aprameyaha Atma. Atma is aprameyaha. Therefore what? Atma is not there. Asadeva Atma. Atma is non-existent. Such a thing cannot be existent. Attributeless. Can be described. Words cannot describe. Thoughts, mind cannot conceive. Sense organs cannot perceive. Not available for any pramanam. Therefore it is not there. Asadeva Atma Tattvam Iti. What is the reason? Agrahyameva Chet. If Atma is always incomprehensible, then it must be then non-existent. Iti, some people may have the view. So Shankaracharya says, Tat na, that is not correct. Don't mistake Atma to be non-existent. In fact, in Taittiriya Upanishad, remember that portion? We understood that whoever denies the existence of Atma is the one who denies one's own existence. It's saying, I am not here. Then you are mad, okay? If you say, I am not here, then you are, isn't it? It's denying one's own existence. Therefore, Atma Tattamiti, therefore he says, Tatna, that is not correct to say that Atma is non-existent. How Atma is not non-existent? Karya Grahanat. Karya Grahanat. Because there is perception of its effect. Perception of this universe, which is present as though product. Atma's as the product of the Atma is always available for perception. Karyasya grahanat, due to the perception of this universe, which is the manifestation of the Atma, we say, which is the product of the Atma. When the universe is available for experience, there must be the source of existence of the Atma. So existence of the universe. There must be the source of existence of this universe. Because universe is available for experience, universe available for enjoyment, objectification, perception, comprehension, description. Therefore, the universe being available for experience and enjoyment, interaction, the source of the existence of this universe must be there. Therefore, it is not appropriate to say Atma Tattvam Asat. He says, Yatha Sataha Maya Vinaha Mayaya Janma Karyam. Just as the magicians, any magical, no, the false product, magician's false product is possible. That proves what? The existence of the magician. The magician's false product is the proof for the existence of the magician. You see magician also. So without the magician, magician's false product is not possible. Is there. Sataha maya vinaha maya janmakaryam. So here in this word sataha, Shankara Bhagavatpada implies the reality being intelligent, efficient cause. Evam in this manner, jagataha janmakaryam grihyamanam mayavinamiva paramarthasantam atmanam jagat janma mayaspadam avagamayati. Beautiful sentence. This is how he says, evam, in this manner, jagataha janma karyam grihyamanam. This universe which is being perceived, known as an object, the effect, mayavinam iva, this product name of the universe also, maya, like the magician, just as magician is there, no, is there as the source of creation for the, of this, any false product, so also, paramartha santam atmanam, jagat janma mayaspadam avagamayati. So, the universe itself helps us understand that the existence of Paramatma being there, Paramatma, the absolute reality, the Atma being there as a source of Maya. Jagat janma mayaspadam. Mayaspadam means mayayaha aspadam, the source of the power. The source of the power which contributes for the appearance of this universe, that Atma is there. Jagat janma. Jagat janma mayaspadam means Atma is the source of the power known as Maya. Atma being the source of the power known as Maya, which contributes for the appearance of the universe. Now, makes us understand. Atma being the source of Maya is made very clear. Avagamayati. So, false magician's product presupposes the existence of the magician. In the same way, this universe also presupposes the source of existence of the Maya. The source of the Maya which causes this appearance of the universe. Yasmat satahahi vidyamanat karanat maya nirmitasya hastyadi karyasya iva jagat janma yujyate na asataha karanat. See, he has very beautiful examples here. Asatahahi vidyamanat karanat. Not asataha. Yasmat satahahi vidyamanat karanat. See, this magician is there. There is magician who is existent and who is the cause. Who is the intelligent cause. Hastyadi karyameva. See, he creates the false products such as elephant, etc. Hasti means elephant. The magician can really project. No? He can bring any objects. Hastyadi karyam. The falsely produced magician's product such as heart, elephant, etc. Presupposes what definitely from the cause must be existent. Cause must be existent. Therefore he says, sataha eva vidyamanat karanat. Only from such production is possible. Only from the cause, efficient cause, intelligent cause, magician who must be existent. From a non-existent non-existent Mayavi. The Mayavi is non-existent. The magical false projection of the magic, the product is not possible. Na asataha karanat. Definitely, it cannot be from a non-existent cause. Magician does not exist. There's no magician here. But magic show is happening. Is it possible? So without the intelligent cause, efficient cause, in the form of magician, the performance of magic show is not possible. And the falsely produced, projected false things also, such as elephant, etc., is not possible. Natu tattvataha. In the same way, asataha jagat janma asataha na yujyate. It is illogical, improper to say that creation of the universe is from a non-existent cause. So asat karana vada is negated. Asat karana vadaha. It's illogical to say that the universe has originated from a non-existent cause. Natu tattvataha eva paramatmanaha janma yujyate. Really no creation. Really no creation is possible from paramatma. Really, absolutely. But only seeming creation. The seeming creation is there. This creation is seemingly real. The seemingly real creation, okay, is caused by Maya, and is Paramatma is the source of that Maya Shakti. Therefore, the creation itself is the proof. So the creation should be understood correctly. What is this creation presented in the Shastram? What is this universe is discussed? Why this creation is analyzed in the Shastram? Not to establish that this creation is real. Not to say it is unreal also. Because creation is, we don't need to say, you know, creation is unreal because available for experience. It is not unreal. It is neither real nor unreal. It is mithya. It is as though real. It's available for experience, available for interaction, enjoyment. Therefore, the universe is not unreal. It is there. There's a false appearance is there. This is a false project. It is falsely presented by Maya, the inexplicable power. And here Atma Tattvam is the source of that Maya Shakti, which causes this as though appearance of the universe. Magic show presupposes the magician. The creation show presupposes the source of existence of the universe. Athava sataha vidyamanasya vastunaha. Now, the second sataha, the second example when he gives, Shakyamukhapada presents, second time he presents as the vivarta upadana karanam. The first time when he mentions sataha, the first example, he presents Atma Brahman as the intelligent cause, efficient cause. The second interpretation, he presents the Atma, the Sat, as the vivarta upadana karanam, unchanging material cause. Example he gives is Rajju, rope snake. Athava sataha vidyamanasya vastunaha. Rajvadehe sarpadivat. The Rajju, the rope is really existent. Only thing is, it is not known. Rope being the rope is not known, that's all. Therefore, sarpadivat. Here, there's a creation of snake, etc., and a part of the rope, or in the rope, because of ignorance. Janma yujya, such birth is, it is possible. What birth is possible? That the false, isn't it? Creation, not real creation. As though creation is possible. Rajvadehe sarpadivat maya janma yujyate. Vidyamanasya eva vastunaha. Definitely there is, definitely there's a cause is existent. The source is existent. Without undergoing any change, the rope remaining as the rope, without undergoing any change also, it is possible for us to mistake the rope for a snake. And that erroneous perception of the rope as a snake is caused by ignorance, maya. It is possible. Natu tattvataha, there is no real creation of the snake. The snake is not a real product of the rope. There is no creation at all. It is only false appearance. False appearance, erroneously mistaken snake, isn't it? Therefore, tattatha, Tat agrahasyapi tatha agrahasyapi satahayeva atmanaha. How the rope unknown rope, when the rope is not known as what it is, the unknown rope alone becomes unknown existent rope alone. Appears as the snake because of the ignorance, being veiled by the ignorance of the rope. The unknown rope, being veiled by the ignorance of the rope, appears as the snake. That is snake birth. That is how it's a false birth of the snake. In the same way, tatha, agrahyasya api sataha eva atmanaha. In the same way, from this atma which is unknown, we do not know what atma is. We do not know how atma is. This, what is implied by this term atma being the most abstract, subtlest, inexplicably subtlest, and not being an object, not being available for any pramanam, also, being veiled by the ignorance of the very atma. Atma unknown, the reality being unknown, being veiled by the very ignorance. Rajju sarpavathu, like this rope snake, jagadrupena mayaya janma yujyate. It is possible for atma to have, to appear to originate in the form of a universe because of maya. What is my ignorance? So what does it mean? It is ignorance of the Atma veils the Atma. Being veiled by this ignorance, then the same Atma appears as the Jagat. If what is Atma is known, how there, in knowing the rope as a no rope, snake will resolve really. In knowing the Atma being Atma, the world of duality will not disappear, but cognitively you can appreciate the universe being not there really. Therefore, natu tattva tahayeva ajasya atmanaha janma. Therefore, really there is no creation, origination, birth of this unborn Atma. Atma is unborn. change, is everlasting changelessness. Therefore, there's no real birth, no real creation, real origination of the Atma. Two examples. The first interpretation, he shows Sat as the intelligent, efficient cause. The second, he presents, shows Atma being unchanging material cause. Unchanging material cause is what? Vivarta upadana karanam. Just as without undergoing any change, just because rope is not known, the unknown rope, without undergoing any change, it can appear as the snake. This is how this origination of snake from the unknown rope. There's no real origination, there's no real birth of a snake. The false appearance of the snake. In the same way, from the unknown Atma, this seemingly real universe appears. Atma unknown, being veiled by ignorance, appears as the universe. Universe understood, if you say Atma understood, is only Atma. Atma is not known, then universe alone is there. Is it clear? So here, we are going to see, until the 30th verse, we are going to see only this asadvada, negation. We'll see that. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.